Hello. Hi, guys. How are we doing? How the fuck are we doing? It's been a minute, okay? It has been a minute. Listen, I did not intend to be gone this long. I do apologize for that, okay? But you know what? We're back. We're in a new year. We're just ready. I just have this feeling like this is the start to the best year of my life. I just have this feeling. I don't know. I'm not mad about it. Okay, so I'm not gonna lie to you before we get into this. Oh my God, I miss this so much. I'm so fucking excited right now. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Oh my gosh, hello. If you're new here, hi, I'm Lisa. I'm your host. Welcome back to Unwinding. Where are my manners? I'm all over the place, but that's okay. We're just getting right back into it. Welcome to Unwinding. I'm your host, like I said. And yeah, okay, let me get back to what I was saying. So I do feel a lot of self-inflicted pressure to make this episode like a work of fucking art because I've been gone for so long. But first of all, that's really rude on my part because it's implying any episode that I've done is not a work of art, which is simply rude, right? But second of all, my favorite episodes are when I dead ass forget there's a microphone in front of me. It's like I'm just talking shit. So that's what I'm gonna do, because that's what I'm doing, right? I'm talking shit with my girls. Like, that's what we're doing. So I'm just gonna take the pressure off of myself real quick, okay? She's gone, pressure's gone, and I'm just gonna enjoy the first episode of 2024. What the fuck? Oh my gosh. Okay, it's Monday. It's Monday, January 8th, because I wanted the first episode back to be like as fresh as possible, as real time as I could possibly get. There's a lot of new things we have to talk about. We have to address so much. Let's address before we proceed and catch up, okay? Because I just, as you can tell, I took my ADHD medication today, but you wouldn't be able to tell because I don't even know where to go because I have so much I want to say. We will be catching up as we go. There's no rush because a bitch is not going anywhere again. Okay, I will not be abandoning you that way ever again. It was also not planned, but you know what? Things happen, life happens, and here we are. So we have a new cover, we have new branding, we have a new little intro, we have a new posting date. Okay, we will now be FaceTiming every Tuesday. I just wanted new. I just wanted a glow up. I love a good glow up. You know what I mean? It's also a new year. It's kind of a new me. Like, same personality, same incredible personality. But I feel like I just became a whole ass new bitch last year, and we will discuss. Don't you worry. Talk to me though. I want to hear what's been going on. I mean, we have been talking in my DMs and that makes me really happy, but like, now we're back to having we're just back to regular scheduled programming, and I could not be more fucking excited. Okay, there's just one thing I want to say about the time off the podcast that was not intended to be time off of the podcast. You know when you don't do something but you don't miss it? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you stop going to a workout class, or you stop hanging out with somebody, or you stop doing some sort of hobby. I don't know. Whatever you got going on, let's say you just don't do it for a bit for whatever reason. Maybe you got injured, maybe you are dealing with something, I don't know. Let's just pretend. Do you know when you don't miss that thing? I was terrified that once I decided, like, okay, I'm actually gonna give myself a few months to like get my shit together, get my ducks in a row. Another one of these white ass expressions that I don't understand. Like, what are we lining these ducks up? Like, I don't get it. Can someone explain that one to me? Would love to understand. Because sometimes I just speak out of my ass and I say these things and I don't even know what it means. Like, why are these ducks lining up, you know? I was so scared that I was not gonna miss it. I don't even know why I had that thought, because as I've told you time and time again, this is like one of the happiest parts of my life, one of the most fulfilling parts of my life. I love it. Like, I just love it. Okay. 99% of the reason why I love that is because of who's on the receiving end and like the conversations we have. Like, if I was just talking to myself, which I do every day, because you know what I mean? We just have a good old time, me, myself, and I. But if I was just doing this and like nobody was listening, I don't know that I would love it so much. You know, so I just want you to know that I love this because of you, you know? Anyway, I missed it so fucking much. Like, I was so scared that I was not gonna miss it. And that was terrifying to me because I was like, fuck, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm going through a weird little moment with my brand M Club. Not because I don't love her, I adore her so much. But, you know, there's parts of running a business that are so difficult when you're doing it alone, and there are so many parts of it that like I don't love as much. And there are parts of podcasting that I don't love as much that are really tedious. I don't think people realize how time consuming it is. This is not what this episode is about. But there are moments when I don't, when I've taken time off for whatever reason, and like it's not that I don't miss it. Does that make sense? But like I don't know how to explain the difference. Like when I didn't have this, these last few months when I wasn't podcasting, I was still always thinking about it. I was still always working on things. Like when I'm silent about something, 9 times out of 10, there's a lot of shit brewing, okay? Even when I wasn't actively podcasting and stuff, like I just could not wait to get back to it. I missed it so much. I'm so excited to be back. I feel like rejuvenated. I feel I just have, I don't know, just a new perspective. I just have so much energy towards the podcast. I have so much inspiration. I have so much I want to do. I have so much that I want to keep learning. I have so much that I want to keep improving. But I'm just so fucking ready to be back and to like just take this shit to another level, honestly. I have an incredible network that I'm so excited to be with and that I actually got to meet in real life when I went to London in December. I got to meet them because they are based in London. I almost died when I walked into their office. It's like fucking incredible. We had such a cute lunch and I don't know, I'm just so grateful to be with them and I'm so excited to be here is all I'm gonna say, okay? So let me like, I have a few notes today. You know, I don't like to script, but I have a few notes because I just knew that I was gonna be all over the place because of just my excitement, which is fine. But I do wanna work on not rambling so much. A part of a podcast is rambling, but not so much, you know? Okay, so today I just wanted to say hi, say we're back, and I thought we could kick off this episode with a few of my favorite lessons from last year that I'm bringing with me this year and that I feel will be hopefully helpful for you. I picked ones that I feel can be applicable collectively, universally. Okay, I mean, I don't know if aliens would particularly like my lessons, I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I thought we could do today because, you know what, 2023 just ended and we have to address her. We have to give her her moment. I also want to say that I love the in and outs list that we've been doing on TikTok and everywhere, you know, and I just have to say all of these lists look like we're all collectively done with the same shit and excited about the same shit, which I love. Like I keep seeing the same stuff on everybody's out list and it's a lot of like being mean to yourself, negative self-talk, overthinking, like bare minimum shit, like situationships, men, be careful, we are tired, okay? I love that we're all like, you know what? No, thank you. 2024 is about to be the best fucking year of our life. I love it. I feel like we're all ready to have the best year of our life and I'm just here for it, honestly. I love that for us. So I've been enjoying everybody's lists, but I do think let's cut it out. You know what I mean? It's done. If I see one more of them, I might slam my head into the wall and that would probably break the wall because I have a big ass head. Before we get into my lessons, I just want to throw a few quick reminders for you. If you're feeling overwhelmed as fuck due to the excessive and repetitive 2024 reset, 2024 content on social media where everybody is instructing you on how to make the absolute best vision board of your life that is allegedly going to single-handedly change your life and everything you must eat and everything you must do and every workout you must do. It's a lot, you know what I mean? It's a lot and I love it because it's like healthy content, but I feel it can easily become unhealthy when it's so fucking much. And if we don't properly know how to digest this information and filter through it, it's a lot. Okay, so a few quick reminders for you that I needed. So maybe you need one of these too. Number one, you know yourself best. Okay, trust yourself. You know what's best for you. Trust is gonna be one of my biggest, I don't want to say words, it's just something that I really want to implement, not men, obviously, that's not what I mean, but I want to trust my, I'm kidding, I need to stop with those jokes because I'm entering my lover girl era and we will discuss. I don't feel like I trust myself enough and I don't like that, so I'm working on it. So number one, you know yourself best, okay? Don't let some influencer from LA who you don't even know, who doesn't even know you, tell you what you should be doing with your life. Like, no shade to any influencer. I'm an influencer myself. I love it, okay? Let's take back the word. It's a good fucking word. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter where they are. I don't know why I said LA. That was so mean of me. I was, like, profiling. I just mean, you know yourself best. Okay? Thank you. Number two, you do not have to make a vision board to have a good year. I repeat, you do not have to make a vision board to have a good year. It's not like one of those emails or messages we would get on MSN saying if we don't forward this chain with these weird fucking messages, we're going to like lose an arm or something by midnight. You know what I mean? I promise you, if you don't want a vision board, you don't have to vision board. If vision boarding is not for you, don't do it. I'm using vision board as an example just because we see it every, like, we've been seeing it so much, but this applies to anything that you see spoken about in such a prominent way. Also, I love vision boards, so it's no shade to vision boards, okay? Number three, you don't have to change anything about yourself just because it's a new calendar year. Crazy, right? But like, you don't. You actually don't. If it's not broken, don't fix it. You can always evolve at any point in time. I'm not the same bitch I was 5 minutes ago. I don't need a whole new year to do that. You know what I mean? Number four, you do not have to have 100 resolutions. You do not have to have New Year resolutions. You don't have to share them with anybody. Well, you don't have to have them, period. But if you do, you don't have to share them with anybody. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to think about them. You don't, you can have a few if you want. You can just think about them in your head. You can write them down if you want. You can figure out a way that works for you. Find a system that works for you and with your goals. But you don't even have to have them if you don't want to, you know? I used to think they were very important, but honestly, I've fully fucking changed my mindset around resolutions, New Year's, goal setting, and I feel like this is the healthiest approach I've ever taken. It's taken me 30 years, but we made it, okay? Actually, 30 is still a baby. I don't want to talk about it. 30 is like, I feel like I'm 21. Okay? You know, everybody talks about how they figure out their resolutions and they have resolutions for their, you know, social life and work and love and personal. Like, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. And if you don't need to, if you don't like it, you can try it if you want. Do what works for you. Okay? But you can set goals all the fucking time. You don't have to do it just because it's now January. Okay? Thank you. Also, it's Capricorn season. So, best season. Best S-Z-N season. Okay, number five. You don't have to actually do anything differently just because it's a new year. You know, you really don't. I encourage you to take inventory of your life constantly and adjust accordingly. Be honest with yourself. Trust yourself. Take people's advice with a grain of salt. This applies to social media, but also just people in your life, like even your best friends. Like sometimes I take their advice with a grain of salt because ultimately I know best what is going to work for me. You know what I mean? Take whatever works from people's content and leave the rest. It's like what I tell you at the end of the episodes, right? Take what you needed, leave the rest. Try to apply that with everything. Okay, just because somebody's saying it worked for them doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because somebody's saying it changed their life doesn't mean it's going to change yours. Just because, also, I'm sorry, but just because they say something changed their life doesn't mean it actually did. Okay, that's why we also have to be careful, like, of our sources. So just take whatever works for you from people's content, leave the rest, and trust yourself more than anything. Okay, that's it for my reminders. I love how much we share online. You know, but it can become very overwhelming, and that's okay. We just need to learn how to filter through it and remind ourselves of just how to, you know, move through so much information. And like I said, I love vision boards, so don't get it twisted. But this year I did kind of do one. I made a folder on Pinterest and I just chose images accordingly, you know? I privated that shit because that's between me and God. And that's it. And that made me feel good. And that's what matters, because your little rituals should make you feel good. They're for you. Like, nobody needs to know what you do to prep for a new year or what you don't do. You know, I feel like we forget that it's like, it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be special. It's meant to be like something sacred for you, you know, like with you and for you, to inspire you to figure out, you know, what you want the year to look like. So I think let's just not forget that it's not that fucking serious, okay? So now let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to a few of my favorite lessons from Miss 2023. I have notes on my phone, as you know, for absolutely everything, and if they were leaked, I would be caged, right? I made a note starting in like October, and I just called it like lessons from 2023, and every time I would remember something or thought of something, I just popped it in there. And so what I did for this episode was I just went in and I picked a few that, like I said, resonated the most with me, but also that I feel like could be the most impactful for you. Actually, reverse. I chose the ones that were most impactful for me that I thought could resonate the most with you. I have so many more though, like so many more, because you know a bitch loves a lesson. So let me know if you want more of these. A few of my favorite lessons from 2023 in no particular order. This one is actually like a little mantra. I have a hard time saying that word. A little mantra that I've been saying to myself that I really love. And it's that I don't need to do what I'm doing with my entire life. I just need to know what I'm doing with today. And like I said, I've adapted this little mantra and I've just, you know what? Feel free to take her with you if you're overthinking, if you're impossibly trying to live in the future. You know, it really grounds me. All I have is today, and that's what I use this little mantra to remind myself of, is that all I have is today. Today is the gift. And if I do get tomorrow, then we'll deal with tomorrow, which is another gift. But truly, all I have to worry about is what I'm doing today. How can I make the most of today? How can I show up today? How can I be the best daughter, friend, entrepreneur, podcast host, future wag? Like, you know what I mean? That's all I can focus on. Dog mom, except, you know, he is not with me right now, but that's okay. I'm still a dog mom first and foremost. I love this. I've been saying it a lot. And I think, as I've mentioned before, staying present is the greatest gift that we can give ourselves. The second lesson that I love that I've been reminded of in so many ways last year is that behavior is a language. Somebody's behavior towards you is a language. It's incredibly telling. What are they telling you? What is someone's behavior showing you? Because it all goes back to actions over words, right? Words are so easy. I mean, the ideal is action and words combined. Chef's kiss. But people are always showing us who they are. You know that quote? I love that quote. People are always showing us who they are, and it's up to us to listen. And it's true. You know, like somebody's behavior is always showing us how they feel about us, ultimately the person that they are. And it's just very important to listen. Listen the first time around, okay? Don't play around. Just listen and act accordingly. My next one is that a body at rest will remain at rest, and a body in motion will remain at motion. There's a bit more to this, you know, but this is like the gist of it. I am a woman in STEM, okay? And this applies to so much, but for me, it really underlies the concept of momentum, which as a woman in STEM and an anxious queen and an ADHD queen and a type A queen and a Capricorn queen and a perfect queen, you know, it means that gaining momentum is my favorite, because it means I'm like in flow. It means I'm not really even thinking, I'm doing. I'm living as opposed to thinking about how I'm going to live and what I'm going to do. When I fall off, like when I'm not in momentum, it's okay. It just means I have to work up the steps to get back into momentum. We're also not always in momentum, you know? And for example, sometimes like if my content is going really well, maybe my love life is a mess. When my love life is going really well, maybe my family is having, you know, some tough things going on. Like it's always going to be fluctuating. All of the areas in our life aren't always going to be aligned, and that's okay. In fact, I feel like they are never for me. I don't want to say never because that's like a strong word, but yeah, which is fine. It's just something called life, right? And I can't control a lot of that, but I can control certain areas of my life. And knowing what helps me get into momentum is so important, because then I know what to do when I'm feeling stagnant, uninterested, bored, etc. And we can expand upon this at a later time, but it just applies to so much. Like silly example is working out. Like, we'll talk about that in, again, a future episode because we're here to stay. But working out and I are having a complicated relationship lately, okay? And I'm really trying, but it's just not something I want to do. But I also know that, like, the quote says, it's not really a quote, it's like a study, right? What, I don't know, whatever this is. But like science says, a body at rest will remain at rest. So the more that I don't do it, the more that I don't want to do it, the more that we start doing something, we get used to it, we come into flow, we get momentum, and we're like, okay, yes. Even if we maybe don't love it, it's like a part of our routine, right? Same thing happens like when I'm more social than other times. I have like seasons of this, but I feel like in the last couple of years, I've really had a nice balance with this. However, sometimes I will be, you know, going ham way more than other times. And again, I think it's like a momentum thing. And then sometimes I'm like, okay, no, I just like kind of want to be a homebody more. But the more that I am a homebody, the more that I want to stay homebody. Like, you know what I mean? It applies to so much. I think our body and our mind get used to whatever we're doing, and then it becomes quote unquote safe, and then everything else becomes quote unquote a threat, so to speak. So this isn't really a lesson. It's more just something I am aware of and something that helps me when I feel like I'm not in the flow that I want to be with something. You know what I mean? I don't know if that made sense, but hopefully it did. Okay, I'm going to try to run through a few more of these because if I keep talking this much, we're going to be here for couple hours, and I don't want to do that to you today. Make sure the word I is used far more than the word you. I love this, but especially when you're speaking to somebody about maybe something uncomfortable, instead of going for the attack, I feel when you're saying like, you don't do this, or you did this, or you made me feel X, Y, and Z, I really, really, really try to say, I felt this way, I feel like this, I would really like if this. I just think it's a far better way to have uncomfortable, you know, potentially uncomfortable conversations. I love this one and I always remember this, but I was especially reminded of this Christmas. But family is, pardon my French, a motherfucking feeling. Okay, it really is a feeling, and it's really not about, for me, like who I'm related to by blood. It's a feeling. And that's such a beautiful thing, because if you don't necessarily have a big family or you don't have a relationship with your family, you know, you're like blood related family, that's okay. You can find family in other people. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. Okay, this is a reminder and a lesson. Celebrate the people who show up. Okay, I feel like very often we are worried about who didn't show up. You know, for example, like let's say you have a birthday party or a birthday dinner. It's always like, wait, why didn't, you know, X, Y, and Z show up? Why didn't Maria show up? Why didn't whoever the fuck show up? And it's like, okay, yes, that's telling, and that has a moment, that has a purpose. Like that's something to know, you know, why didn't Maria show up? Where was she? You know, instead of worrying so much about that, let's worry more about who did. Focus on who did show up. And give them energy, because the people who give you the most love and peace deserve the most amount of your time. So also it's just more positive, right? Like it's just worth way more of our time to focus on who's actually showing up rather than who isn't. This is what I'm always working on, and it's just to remember that there's always going to be something happening that maybe we are not happy with. There's always going to be something flawed, a problem, a situation, right? This is very apparent in my life. There's always something, unfortunately, almost always something happening that is tough. I've had to learn time and time again that it's not about wishing there wasn't an issue. It's more of learning how to live through it and how to not let that issue determine my life, you know? As much as I possibly can, because obviously sometimes it's not that easy. But yeah, it's just, you know, there's always going to be shit. We just have to learn how to live with it, through it, and focus on how we react to it. This lesson is, I want to make a whole episode about this, but it's how we tend to judge ourselves by our intentions, right? But we often judge other people based on their actions, which is not fair if you think about it, right? Like, let's say we fucked up. with a friend, very often we'll be like, well, you know, my intention was this, like, I know I didn't mean to do this. But then if somebody else does something fucked up, we're like, well, they did X, Y, and Z. And sometimes we don't think about their intention until much later. So this is, I think this is like nuanced. It's kind of a little gray, but it's just something to think about. How I would say usually we're so much harder on ourselves. I am so much harder on myself. But often when someone does me wrong, I do think about the action and then maybe I think about the intention. Yeah, it's just something to think about. I've had this conversation with a lot of people in my life, and it's just interesting and something to keep in mind. This is one of my favorite lessons. It's not even a lesson, it's just like, it's just what I'm carrying into this new year, okay? And it's to stop being nonchalant. Like I said, I'm gonna be a lover girl this year, or try to. Like, if I like a man, I would typically rather mop the ocean than tell him, but not this year. This year, if I love you after like one date, I'm gonna let you know. Okay, maybe not. But like, just like, I'm done being nonchalant when I wanna be chalant. You know what I mean? Like, I am a chalant bitch. I don't know why I keep pretending like I'm not. And I don't with like my friends or my work or whatever. But in my dating life, I really do. And I'm just kind of tired. You know, so we're just gonna be a little crazy and see who sticks around. Your goals and dreams are waiting for you. And if you don't believe it, nobody else will. Like, this is a constant reminder and lesson in my life. Because truly, if I don't believe that I'm capable of all the shit that I wanna do, who the fuck is gonna believe it? And even if somebody else believes it, if I don't believe it, what's the point? They're not gonna do it for me. I mean, maybe if they want to, that would be nice. But like, you know what I mean? So this year we're stepping into our shit, okay? It's not going to be next year. It's not soon I'm going to do this, or soon I'm going to be this, or in a few months I'm going to do this, or when I X, Y, and Z, I'm going to be this. No, it's now. It's I am, period. I don't care how cliche this sounds, because I would rather start acting as if and stepping into everything I want to be right the fuck now. Like, why am I delaying it? I don't know. And you shouldn't either. I just feel like I always come back to the same conclusion. And the last few years of my life, I come to the same conclusion. And it's that I keep playing fucking small when I know I don't want to. When I know that I have like so much more space that I want to take up. When I know that I truly am that bitch, but like, I don't act like it all the time. And I'm tired of not acting like it all the time, because why not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why not? So that's what I want for all of us. Okay. Thank you so much. And that is where we're going to wrap up this episode. Oh my God, my heart feels so full right now that I just recorded and that we're back. I can't even express how much I missed this and you and recording and everything that is unwinding. Like, I'm just so excited for this year. I'm so excited to talk to you every week, to talk shit every week, every Tuesday. Okay, we have a new day. I'm so excited to make this podcast the best it's ever fucking been, starting right now. We're just getting started. Like, we're truly just getting started, and I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so grateful to have you here, and I'm just ready to have the best year of my fucking life. And I want that for all of us. So how about we do that? Okay. Also, I have a new little segment I want to introduce, but today we just didn't get to it because I was too excited. So that's okay. But we're going to do a new little segment in the beginning of every episode where I just tell you like how I've been unwinding recently. Like, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, I've been unwinding by rewatching Gossip Girl. Oh my God, it's hitting so hard. I just love Dorota. Like, I would die for her. And Chuck Bass. Nothing hits the way Chuck and Blair's love hits, even though it's quite toxic. But like, oh my God, when he finally says I love you, I just melt into a puddle of love on my couch, you know? So that's how I've been unwinding recently with these Yasso. Is that what they're called? Yasso? Is it Yasso? It's these popsicles that I love. And they're like supposed to be healthy. They're made with Greek yogurt. I don't really care about that. I just like actually love them. The cookies and cream one, I've been having one every single night. I've been having that with my Lemmy Chill gummies, two of them.
and then I take my magnesium pills. Listen, the girlies are on about magnesium for a fucking reason, okay? And have you seen that like cherry drink that everybody's drinking with that magnesium powder? Best believe I order that powder because I want to be a part of the nighttime cocktail life as well. So, but I'm not gonna lie, like the Let Me Chill plus my magnesium capsules, oh my God, it is the definition of unwinding. Like that is how I unwind, okay? So that is all for today. I'm so excited to be back. I missed you. Please DM me. Tell me what you think of the new the new episode. Tell me about like what hit. Talk to me about the cover. Talk to me about just whatever you want to talk to me about, okay? I will see you next Tuesday. Love you so much. Have a beautiful week.